Okay, good afternoon, Rabotai. We are picking up where we left off last time in the Sha'arei Teshuvah. Where are we? So we started talking about De'aga. We are on the top of page Yod. So De'aga, the way the Rabbeinu Yonah quantified it last time, what's the difference between Yagon and De'aga? Yagon is being anxious about the past, about the averot that a person did in the past, the sorrow about that, and then anachah, but da'aga, worry and concern is about the future. Maybe my tshuva is not on the same level as my averah, like we spoke about, just like a person does his averot b'itlahavut. Nobody ever does averot b'di'avad. Mitzvot we can sometimes do b'di'avad, lackluster. Averot nobody does b'di'avad. If you're already doing an averah, the Yetzirah gives you all the koach to do it, with all of the hidurim and all of the chumrot and stuff like that. So who says, just like you do the averot beit lahavut, the point of tshuva is to counteract that the tshuva itself has to be done beit lahavut as well, and sometimes that's lacking. Yeah.
Isn't there Gemara with Menashe, where he says that others ran to do a Avodah Zarah, but yeah, he let down, it's like he didn't run.
Yeah, I mean,
like he didn't let down with like
the... No, afuch. Menashe HaMelech told Rav Ashi that if you were in my generation, you'd pick up your robes so you can run. That was, he didn't say he didn't. Just the overall sentiment of the generation was that everybody was running to do it. That was the such a powerful Yetzirah that it just took over people, and people did like wacko things, running through the street to do Avodah Zarah. So he continues, top of page Yod. And he says, V'amar shalom ha'minich alav shalom. Chacham, yet, is there a shir here afterwards? Is this a shir room?
Yeah, 115.
Okay. Ve'amar Shlomo HaMelech Alav Shalom. Chacham yare v'sar mira. Beru. What does this pasuk mean? Hechacham, af al pishu sar mira b'chol ma'amatzeh chocho, yira v'yishchal ulay lo chila chuko v'lo nisar kedat ma la'asot. Which means, even though he's a chacham, and he removes himself from doing evil with all of his koach, nevertheless, he's always still afraid. Maybe he's just not doing enough. Yeah, we know there's a famous pasuk in Mishle, which the Gemara brings, Ashrei Adam Mefached Tamid Umakshe Libo Yipol Bira'a. Praiseworthy is somebody who's always afraid. And the Gemara says, that's talking about Avodat Hashem. Worry in general is not a good thing, but when it comes to Avodat Hashem, maybe I'm not doing enough. When it comes to Tshuva, maybe I'm not doing enough. That kind of worry, it's not supposed to be a worry that makes you sick. It's supposed to be a worry that incentivizes you to grow. That kind of worry is very beneficial. That's what he says. V'chamo, there's another pasuk in Mishle, Me'ikesh derachaim v'hu ashir, which means, af al pi shu ashir. Learn stubbornness from a rich person. Why? Why is a rich person stubborn?
Looking for his money.
Huh? No, not stingy. Stubborn. What's stubborn about a rich person? Keeps on going to work. Keeps on making money. Wants to make more and more. Allah, Allah, take it easy. You already have plenty. Makara, take it easy. No, pushes. Why? Even though he's loaded, what does he do? More. Why? Because maybe it's not enough. Same thing over here. Same thing in Avodat Hashem. The stubbornness or persistence in the Avodat Hashem and in the Avodat Teshuvah has to be, he says, push yourself like a businessman making money. There's a word in English that's used, it's a slang that's used in business called hustle, right? To be a hustler, what does that mean? move, push, nechon, be a macher, it's called in Yiddish. Be a macher in Avodat Hashem as well. Don't just, okay, fine, I did tshuva, finished. No, pretend it's money, go make more. And he says, v'chen amru b'rotenu zechonu v'racha, al tefaresh chacham yare v'sar mera, ela chacham sar mera v'yare. It doesn't mean that the chacham is afraid and goes away from bad. No, a chacham who goes away from bad, he's still afraid that he's not doing enough. Esof ha-pasuk mochiach alav. The end of this pasuk in Mishle will prove the validity of this perush, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Chsil mit'aber uvoteach. Chsil is a fool. Mit'aber uvoteach, which means, omer, al midat ha-kisin shi behefech mi-midat ha-chacham. The fool, right, that's Shlomo HaMelech in Mishle, always compares what? The wise to the foolish. The wise does this and the fool does that. So they're kind of antithetical. So if the Chacham is always worried that he's not doing enough, so what's the fool doing?
Not working on.
he's always confident, I'm good. We're good. I took care of it. אומר על מידת הכסיל שהיא בהפך ממידת החכם, כי הכסיל מתעבר. ואם כל זאת בוטח, שלא יקראו אבון ונזק. מתעבר, which means he's full of אבונות. And yet, the more full of אבונות, what's מתעבר? מלשון עיבור, pregnant. He's fat with אבונות. He's loaded with אבונות. And yet, בוטח. He's confident. הכל בסדר. What do you mean הכל בסדר? You're all, you know, you're filthy with אבונות. No, it's okay. Everything's going to be fine. He's too confident. ובעל הכעס עלול לפשעים ומופקר. מתעבר also is a reference to anger. A person who's angry, עלול לפשעים ומופקר לנזקים. A person who's always angry, between him and chit is כחוט השערה. He is מועד לפורענות. שנאמר, ובעל חמה רב פשע. A person who is angry is full of sin. ונאמר, עיר פרוצה אין חומה, איש אשר אין מעצה לרוחו. Just like a city without a wall is open to all its enemies, so too a person with ka'as, a person who cannot control his ruach, cannot control his anger, is also open to all of his enemies. What's our enemies? Yetzirara v'chayalav, the Yetzirara and his army. Another segment, another part of this, the aga process of teshuvah, ve'od yidag ba'an teshuvah, pen yidgaber alav yitzro. Another thing you should be nervous is about, hey, one second, I fell the first time, Yetzirara got the better of me the first time. Who's to say that it's not going to happen again? כמו שאמרו זיכרונם לברכה, אל תאמן בעצמך עד יום מותח. And just like we hold, there's a מחלוקת תנאים, but we hold throughout Shas, עד ועד או עד ולא עד בכלל, we hold עד ועד בכלל. Do not trust yourself until the day you die. When we say until, what does that mean? Until you're dead. Don't trust. Once you're dead, you can trust yourself. Because at that point, you can't do avonot anymore. But until that point, don't trust anything. Don't believe in anything in yourself. כל שכן, האיש אשר ניצחו ליבו כבר, כי ראוי להישמין מן היצר העורב בכל עת, ולהוסיף נפשו יראת השם יום יום, ותהיה לו למעוז בעבור עליו כל משברי היצר המתחדשים לעיתים. Certainly, this is by any regular person, but certainly by a person who has fallen into the trap of the Yetzer Hara before, you have to be extra careful because the Yetzer Hara says he's already won you as a trophy. You know, every time the Yetzer Hara gets a person to do an avira, you know, trophy rooms. The Yetzer Hara is a big trophy room, huge, huh? Yeah. So the Yetzer Hara is a trophy room, and every time he gets a person to do an avira, he puts a trophy. The bigger the person, the bigger the avira, the bigger the trophy. And the Yetzer Hara, you know, goes in there and polishes them and whatever. If you're already in the Yetzer Hara's trophy room, even though you may have done teshuvah, the Yetzer Hara says, I already got you. I know the way into your heart. So perhaps even with the teshuvah, one of the ma'alot of the da'aga is that maybe he's going to get me again. Because the second time is always easier than the first time. The first time, there's always, you know, you're more scared, you're more hesitant to sin the first time than the second time. So what's to say that you're not going to fall the second time? That's another thing. V'diber shalom. You see how many things, how often does the Rabbi Yonah quote David and Shlomo in their psukim? Tehilim, Mishle, Kohelet, because they're male v'gadush divre musar. Unbelievable from the David HaMelech regular v'ayba merkava, Shlomo HaMelech hacham mikol adam. All of their, and they went through it all. That's why the divre musar from David and Shlomo are so penetrating, is because they experienced everything in their lives. You know what I'm saying? It's not, when a random person gives you musar, you say, okay, it's a nice... Na'edoresh. There's something called Na'edoresh ve'na'e mekayem. David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech, they went through everything. They experienced everything. So their musar is so much more penetrating because you know it's coming from a realistic place. V'diber Shlomo alav Shalom al devar teshuvah. Uferet bo ha'inyan hazeh. He even spoke about it in a mishle. Ufatach petach devara ve'amar. How does Shlomo HaMelech broach the topic of musar, of teshuvah? Ve'amar, ba'alos tzaddikim rabbah, Tifaret uvkum reshaim yechupas adam. Explains Rabbi Yonah, what does this pasuk mean? Perush. Hatzadikim mefa'arin umchabedin bin adam al kol ma'ala tova hanimtzet bahim. Tzadikim are always, how do they, what do? They look for the positive, they look for that little spark of light in every Jew. You know, everybody's got things wrong with them, but it's, you know, that's, it doesn't take too much talent to see what's wrong with people. People are naturally very critical. Tzaddikim are very talented in what can they do. They're able to dig through, sift through all of the negative and find the Nekudat Ha'or. Rav Levi Yitzchak Mibarditchev, the holy Kedushat Levi, was a master of that. Wow! This is one time a story. He was, besides for being a tremendous Baal Musar and Aviyah Hasidut, he was also the Rav of Berdichev. So one time he was walking on the street of Berdichev on Tisha B'Av, and he saw a Jew over there. He was eating a sandwich on the side of the road. So he says, "Bini, how are you feeling? How are you feeling today? You know, you must not be feeling well. That's why you're eating." He says, "No, Rabbi, I'm feeling fine." He says, "Oh, okay, perhaps you forgot that today's Tisha B'Av, you know, today's a fast day, when we're in the Beit HaMikdash." She says, "Rabbi, I'll tell you the truth. I didn't forget it's Tisha B'Av either. I feel fine. I know it's Tisha B'Av, but I'm eating anyway." Rav Levi Yitzchak turns his eyes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he looks up and he says, "Oy, Ribono Shel Olam. You see, even in the face of Adam Gadol, look at Bnei Yisrael. Even when, in the place of Busha, Bifnei Adam Gadol, they still won't tell a lie. They're still only going to tell the truth." Meaning, the ability to find that, you know, little spark of light that sometimes can be buried under a whole pile of refuse is very, very difficult. But that's what tzaddikim do. Tzaddikim look to find the positive in everybody. But on the flip side, tzaddikim always look for something to bring their fellow Jew down about, something to deride them about, something to mock them about, even if they're good. Many times it happens, you hear drasha or shiur or whatever, and you ask in a nice way, you know, "What do you say about the shiur? It was wonderful, yeah?" He says, "Yeah, but..." Meaning that what you're already taking it to which tzad? To the critique, to the whatever. First of all, that's Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim spends a few halachot describing what about that is Lashon Hara. To criticize the Dvar Torah, especially if the Rav Ha'ir, Rav Beit HaKnesset, obviously unless there's a kfira involved, but stam to belittle the drashot of a Talmid Chacham is asur. But besides for the Lashon Hara aspect, that's Rish'ot. Rasha always, instead of looking for, okay, you know what, let's say it was a little, the shir or the drasha wasn't so powerful. Nagid. But was there some sort of lesson over there that you can take away? Was there something that you can grab the positive out of it? You know, be a magnet for positive. That's the difference between tzaddikim and rasha'im. Tzaddikim are positive people. Rasha'im are constantly focusing on the negative. Yeah, I'm not even talking about optimist versus pessimist, but just optimist is like, optimistically, probably things, you know, good things will happen in the future. No, tzaddikim aren't talking about the future. They're talking about, look, there is this good about him now. The Ramak speaks about this extensively in Tomer Devorah, about how to find the good in every Jew. You know why? Chafetz Chaim speaks about this also. He says, I don't know if you ever learned Sefer Chafetz Chaim, but he says, we learned a tremendous lesson from Noach Ubanav, from the episode when Noach got drunk and he was undressed, and then Shem Chamayefet, the whole thing over there. What do we learn from there? He says, how far does a person go? We know ourselves. We know how many shortcomings we have. Yeah, we know our avonot. We know what we do. And yet, what do? In the eyes of the world, what do we try to do? Cover it up, make sure they never find it out. You know, put on a nice show for people. And that's, why do we do that? Why do we do that for ourselves? You ever ask, why is it that we try to cover up our avonot to make sure that it never gets out and for people only to see the good about us? Why is that?
We're embarrassed.
Say better. We're embarrassed, so, and therefore what? Because we love ourselves. Out of your love for yourself, and because you love yourself so much, you never want yourself to be embarrassed, so we kind of hide everything else and only portray the positive to the world. He says, that's the way it goes for yourself. So what about your friend? If you're able to not do that for your friend, that means you don't love him. That means you're lacking in mitzvat ve'avta le'racha kamocha. If you really loved your fellow Jew, what would you do? The same way you try to mitigate, you try to cover your own kalom, your own shame and degradation, whatever, to make sure it never gets out. How come we don't do that for our friends? Make sure your friend's shame never gets out. Make sure only the good things of your friend get out. Make sure to pump him up as if you would yourself. That's what makes Lashon Hara and other such related avonot so detrimental, because it shows such a lack of Ahavat Yisrael. It shows just selfishness as opposed to the selflessness that a Jew is supposed to act with. And he continues and he says, even though they already left these things and were chozer b'tshuva, nevertheless, the Rishayim try to dig it up. You know, one of the biggest isurim that a person can do is to be mazkir avonot rishonim. Part of the Rambam brings this down, Shulchan Aruch brings it down. If a person goes over to another Jew and he says, zechor ma'asecha rishonim, which means, let's say there was a Jew who did an avera, and he was already chozer b'tshuva, and go, oh, you remember when you did X, Y, and Z avon? That's isur de oraita of ona'at dvarim. Reminding a person, rubbing in the face of a person the avonot that he did in the past is isur de oraita of ona'at dvarim. But that's what the Rishayim do. They try to get you down again and again. You remember you did this? Okay, no, yalla, we did tshuva, we moved on. What do you bring it up again? That's not conducive to anything. Yeah.
Not to say, I'm just looking for myself, but you said that if it was because of Rishuva, we don't know if Rishuva was accepted. So the safek, the rabbi of the Chumash, Rishuva has already been accepted.
It doesn't matter if it's accepted or not. Let's say you know that the person's not doing the Avon anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not the ones to judge how, you know, how powerful or accepted his Teshuvah was. You know, we don't. That's only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to decide. In our eyes, the guy doesn't do the Avera anymore. Finish, Nigmar. Let it go. What are you bringing it up again? Isur Torah Mamash. It hurts. It's hurtful. Yeah. Or, you know, to go over to a Gid and say, oh, you remember you were going. You, I don't know. No, what do you gain by saying that? It's only hurtful. You know, people, especially in American culture, the First Amendment, you know, as good as it is in a democratic union, the First Amendment is freedom of speech and expression. But the freedom of speech is something that the Torah doesn't believe in, because freedom of speech is a good thing in terms of democracy, and you get to speak your mind and say your opinions, which is great. But freedom of speech doesn't necessarily conform to the hashkafot of the Torah. The Torah doesn't believe in saying whatever you want, right? In the press, it's free press. You can write whatever you want. You can say, as long as it's not, even if it's defamatory, even if, as long as it's true. Right, as long as it's true, you can. If it's defamation, is only when it's not true. But if it's true, you can write whatever you want according to, you know, law. The Torah doesn't work like that. Even if it's true, number one rule of Lashon Hara, the Chafetz Chaim mentions it again and again and again in the Sefer, is that even if it's true, you can't just say whatever you want. Words count and words kill. People don't realize that because they don't look at word. They don't look at words like a weapon, but words very much are a weapon. You don't know how much pain and suffering and death and destruction that you can inflict on people with words. And that's something that the Western world doesn't really stress much. But, you know, it's really, really important, at least from a Torah perspective, to realize that words are the most powerful keli that Am Yisrael possesses. Look at the whole Masechet Nedarim, Masechet Shavuot. What's the whole thing about? Words. Said words. Asur, you have to bring a korban. Also, words, big deal. Words count. You can make isurim with words. You can make heterim with words. You can do mitzvot with words. You can destroy people with words. Words are very, very significant. Hala. Achar kach amar, in the next pasuk in Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech continues with the pasuk that we all know and love, right, right from Chodesh Elul to Chodesh Tishri, Mechasef Esha'av Leyatzliach Umodeh Ve'ozev Yerucham, which means, Yaf Al Pi She'en Leva'al Teshuvah Legalot Avonotav Livnei Adam, Kmo She'yesh Leavin Mima She'amar Uvkum Rishayim Mechupas Adam, which means that although Halacha dictates that if a person doesn't Avira, a person, it's Gemara and Sota, a person should not divulge his Avonot to others. Okay? And the poskim differentiate between, this is la'alacha gamkin. You're not allowed to share the avonot that you've done with other people. It's halacha in the Rambam. Why? It creates chilul Hashem. The more people know about the avonot that you did, when people hear that someone does avonot, that is the definition of chilul Hashem, that a person was in this world acting in ways that were rebellious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That creates a chilul Hashem in the world. You're not allowed to share. Says the Rambam, that only applies to averot sheben adam lamakom, averot between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eating nevelot utrefot, bo'ale nido, things like that. But averot shem bin adam lamakom, averot that are between man and his friend, you are allowed to share with others in order to help you get the mechila from your friend. That's mutar. Yeah.
What if you want to, you're like...
trying to be machzir b'tshuva? It's mutar. Over there, if you... Now again, you have to know how to say it. If you want to kind of tell people or help them understand that you can understand them, you can relate to them because you've been there and you've done that, so you can do that. But again, chas v'shalom, not in a boasting way. Not in a... It has to be done b'dirach shel tzniut and only for those circumstances. But otherwise, it's asur to divulge your avonot. Nevertheless, even though you're not allowed to divulge your avonot to other people, but to yourself, which means vidui, your own personal vidui, in safek ba'olam, that a person has to continue to be mitvadeh himself. Ka'inyan sheneemar, chatati odi acha v'avoni lo chisiti. You ever wonder why these two psukim go together? One is in Mishle, one is in Teinim. They go together. I cannot share my avonot with other people, but I have to share them with Hashem. Always. There's another pasuk in Yirmiyahu who says, "Hineni nishpat otach al omrech lo chatati." I am taking you to task, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you say you didn't sin. What do you mean you didn't sin? Say you sinned. Take responsibility. You know, even in court, when you take responsibility for your actions, there's much bigger possibility for a positive outcome than if you try to cover it over. Take responsibility and move on. What made Yehuda? What gave him the claim to the Menucha? Tzadikam imen. Yehuda was able to own up to the mistake that he made, and he says, yes, it's me. Yaakov Avinu said that's the trait of a leader, the trait of a king. A person who's able to take responsibility, not cover it up, say it, take responsibility, apologize, and move on. It takes a leader to do that. And he says, "V'chachmei Yisrael zechon amenucha pirshu, v'amim sham chasef eshav lo yatzliach, k'mo v'averot shebin adam lachavero." Oh, it's Gemaran Yoma. That by averot of bin adam lachavero, you're not supposed to cover it over. Ki en lo kapara ad asher yashiv hagzila v'chamas v'aoshek. V'ad asher yivakesh mechila me'asher etzik lo. Bin adam lachavero, you can't cover it over. You have to go over to the friend, talk to him, appease him, ask for mechila, give back what you stole, correct what you've broken. That's by ben adam lachavero. Oil bin panav, o sipir alav l'shonara, o ba'averot shben adam lamakom, shenitparsamu l'ben adam, or if a person did averot between him and Hashem that people already know about, so the chilul Hashem is already done, that you don't cover over. Ki ha'ose averot b'farhesia, mechallel et Hashem. Person who does averot in public is chilul Hashem. V'chayav lehit'onen ulehitabel alem lifnei bnei adam. Just like you did the avera in front of people, you also have to do what? You also have to do tshuva and yagon and the regret, the remorse also in front of people. Lekadesh et Hashem, because that counteracts it, that creates a kiddushem shamayim. Bezeu shekatuv, there's another pasuk in Yirmiya. Ki achare shuvi nichamti v'achare hivadai safakti al yarech. Einyan nichamti, what does nichamti mean? Like nicham al ra'ah, hacharata v'atzar. It's a reference to remorse and pain. Ki ikar teshuva b'mirut alev kasher b'anu. Ikar teshuva is the more bitter you feel. V'acharei v'dei safakti al yarech. Acharei shonudati l'bnei adam v'itparsemu avonotai. Hitabalti b'maasim nirim l'bnei adam. After I realized this, I realized my avonot. I was mitabel. I mourned my sins. I lamented my sins in front of people. Kemo sefok el yarech v'ne'emar yashor al anashim v'yomer chatati v'yasher ha'aveti. The same way you kind of messed up in front of people, you also have to fix, you have to rectify the sins in front of people too. But like we said, that's only ben adam lachavero and ben adam lamakom that people know about. If people don't know about your ben adam lamakoms, you do not bring it up to people over there. You're supposed to be mechaseh et pesha'av so as not to create further chilul Hashem. Tov Rabbi Yisai? Yes. Are we good? Tov. Yom Tov Rabotai. Shabbat Shalom. Always a pleasure. Lechu l'shi'orchem. Shir starts at 1, right?
Yeah.
No, 1:15.
1:15?
Yeah.
Our shir. A few of the shirim start at 1.
Never mind.
Most start at 1.
Mine start at 1:15.
Okay.